This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Friar Tuck Fish and Chip Shop, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 654 263. Or visit www.thefriartuck.co.uk.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome back to Movie Heaven. I'm joined, as always, in the shed with Pavo. Hello, Pav.
Hello, Neil. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It literally has been since last year.
Yes.
So, not that that
well,
means
we're only
a lot.
4 weeks into the year, but there you
go. So, without further ado, we'll introduce our guest. Now, we met our guest at Swindon Comic Con last year. Which was very nice.
It was lovely.
He stars in, he's in a film that we're very fond of.
Indeed.
Very fond of. So without further ado, let me introduce the wonderful Nick Joseph. Hello, Nick.
Hello, and good evening to you.
How are you? I should have said the medal bearer, shouldn't I? The
absolutely
medal of Yavin, the medal bearer of Star Wars A New Hope. That's what
That's
I should have
right.
said.
Yes, and it was major. Oh, whole extra fun.
Yeah. So how did this come about then, Nick?
Well, excuse me a minute. I just shut the door. The dog's just run in.
Okay.
Well, actually, this started with when we were doing this film, George Lucas said, we've got to make a name for you. So I said, yeah, what are we going to call him? He said, let me think about it. Anyway, we'd finished the movie. excuse me, and he came up and said, what about Arhole Extra Fun? And I said, is that Arhole without the S?
Yeah.
So he laughed. He said, yeah, that sounds a good one. He said that we'll make him up a major as well. So I said, that's a name that you're not going to pronounce if you've had a few beers.
Yeah.
You're a major arhole.
Yeah.
Yeah, a major arhole extra fun.
Right.
Actually, we've just done a movie about this.
Right.
Some friends of ours down in, in Lincoln. We went up to Lincoln there, when was it? October. And we did a little movie about this character, how he was captured and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when's that due to come out?
He's going to be fetching it out this month sometime.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's interesting. So how did you actually get involved with Star Wars then? Where did your Star Wars path, start?
Well, say that again.
When did you actually join the Star Wars crew? How did you get involved in the film itself?
Right. My agent contacted me one day and she said, are you free on such and such a day? I can't remember who it was now. Said, yeah, what's going on? She said, there's a little film called Star Wars. It's only a low-budget film. So I said, yes, let's have a go at it. So I went up and had an interview. It was George Lucas there and a couple of other people. And they said, we're looking for somebody to play the medal bearer. I said, yeah. What have I got to do? He said, well, just stand there like a lemon and... come forward and present the medal to the general, and he will then present it to the princess, who will then give it to Han Solo. And he said that the reason it's given to Han Solo is because Arhole Extra Fon was captured by the Zygerian slavers and imprisoned on their ship. And Han Solo and Chewbacca rescued him.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, I've got the history of this character now. And on the back, I don't know if you know that, I've got a little character out now, a man.
A little figure.
Yeah. And on the back of that is a part of the story as well. But there is also another movie out now called Who Found Yoda? And it goes into this character of Major Ahul Extrafon. It comes up first with Yoda, who's been disappeared. And then it comes up with myself and Carrie Fisher. And then it goes into a little story how Major Ahul found Yoda. Because the Major, though he wasn't a battle character, he was more of a guy who has pen to paper. And he was writing a story about the actual action that happened in Yavin. And that's when he found Yoda. Now, I've got this film coming out hopefully next week. So if you want a copy, I'll get you a copy done.
Absolutely.
Just send me your address over by Facebook and I'll pop it up to you.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. That's fascinating. You don't realise, I mean, I've been a Star Wars fan for nearly 40 years now, and still there are things that you learn about the story that I didn't know before today. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and you know I had an assistant as well, don't you?
Right, okay.
The medal bearer.
And what did you do with him?
Well, we won't go into more detail about that.
Okay.
So, Nick, what was it like then on set? Obviously, you got to meet Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, who sadly passed away not too long ago. What was it like working with those guys?
It was good. Really, it was just another job at the time. You know, you get to meet these people, and who knew them at the time? I mean, the only guy really who did a bit of acting really was Harrison Ford. I know Carrie did a few bits and pieces, but Harrison Ford was more well-known in America than he was over here. But Carrie, she was really, really lovely. I mean, we used to sit down of an evening and have a couple of drinks and have a good chin chat, mum and dad, what mum and dad are still doing and that sort of thing. And she was really nice. You know, she was one of the best people I've known, you know, to be so friendly. Mm. Harrison Ford was okay. But he was, how can I put it? I'm a star. Let's put it that way. Though he used to work with us and talk to us, wasn't quite as friendly as Carrie.
Mm. It's funny.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I've recently read Carrie Fisher's latest book, The Princess Diarist, where she talks about her, how she got on with everybody. And she says that exact thing, that everybody would have a drink together. Everyone was very, all of the English crew and cast were very friendly to her. And that Harrison Ford was very, a little bit more aloof. He was a little bit more sort of distant than everybody else.
Yes, that's right. See, when he finished his scenes and it, he used to, just say, see you later, guys. And that was it. He used to go back and to his dressing room and sit there and do what he was doing.
Right.
So Mark Hamill and Carrie were just absolutely great. Fantastic laughs, we did.
Yeah. So the scene that where you're the medal bearer, at what point of the shoot was that? Because, I mean, obviously that's the last shot of the movie.
Yes.
When was that actually shot in the sort of sequence of the film?
Where?
Or when? So was it quite near the start of the shoot? Did they film it near the end of the shoot? Or?
Well, what they actually did, we shot that over 2 weeks, actually.
Oh, right.
And we did some in Elstree and some at Pinewood. It was done sort of, I think it was about 3/4 of the way through the movie. Because they had to go back and do some shoots again because something happened to whatever they'd done previously. I think there was a hair in the gate or something in the gateway of the camera. And so they did some reshoots on that. But as I say, our one was about 3/4 of the way through the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So the other film that you were a part of was The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, yes.
So how different was that on a film set to being on Star Wars?
Oh, it was totally different. Noisy. Wow. In fact, you can't see me too much on that one, but you could hear me more than you can see me because I had cotton wool in my ears. And one of the scenes I can always remember this is that, excuse me a minute, this dog of mine. Right. Yeah, one of the scenes that we did, I was, after I'd dished all the armoury out, I'd run down the stairs and I sat behind this barrel far and away. And all of a sudden, some water came over me. I thought, what on earth is that? I looked up and nothing there. What might have come through the roof at Pinewood, you know. Anyway, we carried on. And another lot came over me. So I turned round and there's Roger Moore behind me. He went, gotcha. I said, don't worry, mate. I'll get to that. Now, if you remember the last scenes when they disappeared, him and the girl disappeared at this little train thing, didn't they? Whatever it was called. Anyway, they got out, didn't they?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Us merely seat with a bit of mud.
Yeah, right, okay. So when he stood up, yeah.
So, you know, now if and when I see him, I've seen him a few times before that, and he used to say to me, the mud man.
That's your nickname now.
Going to say, so obviously, what about the scale of the sets then? Was it bigger on the Bond than it was on Star Wars?
Oh, it's much, much bigger, yeah. I mean, we had the whole studio at Pinewood for that, where in Star Wars, though it was quite big, it looked very big, but it wasn't that big.
Right.
But the whole studio at Pinewood was for the James Bond, because it's now the James Bond's stage, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, mm. Absolutely. So you've also done you've done movie work and you've done TV work. What do you prefer doing then, Nick?
It depends on what it is, really. I mean, I'm 3 years in EastEnders.
Yeah.
I played Bert the Milkman. I did that from the first episode onwards. At that time, we knew each other. Everyone knew each other. And we had some good laughs. That was good. But TV work to film work is totally different. I like film work, but I think TV work for me is far better. Though film work has got me more known than anything else.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to say, in regarding to you getting known, doing things like conventions and stuff, do you enjoy doing those?
Oh, I love them, yeah. I got one in today. I'm off to Australia in November.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for the Brisbane.
Very nice.
So how did you first get involved in conventions then, Nick?
The first one I did was the Empire Day at Elstree. Who was it? Contact. Who was the producer at the time? Gary Kurtz.
Yeah.
I got a letter from Gary Kurtz saying, we've got this big convention called Empire Day. Would you be interested? So my wife said to me, well, yeah, go along, see what it's all about. So yeah. We went along there, not knowing what to see or what to expect. And then, wow, there was these thousands of people there. And what a day. I can remember that. And it was fantastic. And I still meet people today who met me for the first time at Elstree.
Right.
All right.
And you probably know Frank Rich in America.
Right.
He's one of these big autograph collectors, and Frank G. Rich, great guy. And I met him for the first time then. And then last year I was in Boston in Massachusetts doing a convention, and he came up and saw me there.
Oh, fantastic.
It was great, you know, and I met a couple of people there who I've seen since over here.
Right. Are you surprised with just how frenzied the fans get, especially for things like Star Wars?
Oh, crikey, yeah. I mean, I just love talking to the fans and, you know, that some of the questions that they come up with and all that. Just unbelievable. I mean, I can sit there for hours, but sometimes you've got about 4 or 5 or 6 people waiting for a couple of autographs, you know. And I say to this person, just stand there for a second and we'll carry on with our conversation in a minute, if you don't mind. And they say, no, no, you carry on, you carry on. So you do all these for the fans and that in about half an hour or three quarters, and he's still standing there. So we carry on.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Right, we want to find out a bit about what you like in movies and your movie loves and dislikes and all sorts of things. So we got our questions ready. So what was the first film you ever saw at the cinema, Nick?
Oh, I shall never forget this one. It was Roy Rogers, Dale Evans and Trigger.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's called The Bad Men, because I can always remember Roy Rogers singing a song, A Four-Legged Friend. But that's a film I'll never forget about that. And then some years ago when they were doing the Muppet Show at ITV at Teddington, who should walk in but Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Oh, wow. So you got to meet them on that, did you?
I got to talk to them and speak to them about that film and that. And I had an autograph book with me, it belonged to my daughter. And I said to him, would you sign this for me, please? He said, of course I would. Roy Rogers, Dale Evans and Trigger.
Oh, bless.
So how did that feel for you to be face-to-face with like one of your idols, if you like?
Oh, it was great.
Right.
So you get a bit nervous when you talk to somebody like that, because, I mean, nowadays it doesn't make any difference to me. They're just, you know, another actor and that's it.
Mm.
But in them days, Roy Rogers to me was it. Mm. He was the man.
Right.
I used to watch these films.
Great one. Yeah. Right, your favourite movie quote?
Oh, yes, that was a film about General MacArthur in the Second World War, when he came from the Philippines, when the Japanese invaded the Philippines and the Americans had to get out. And his quote was, I will return.
Okay, right.
Something, you know, was great, you know, and he did.
Word. That's almost like Schwarzenegger maybe stole it a little bit. Yeah. I'll be back. Maybe he stole it.
Yeah.
When you saw these films at the cinema for the first time, Nick, did that give you your love for, you know, the big screen and wanting to be an actor and everything?
I don't know what it was, actually, because when I first left school, I was an apprentice electrician. I did all that, got my degree in that, and then I thought after a few months, this is not for me. And I sat and sat down one night and thought, I'd like to go back into acting, because I did quite a bit at school and that. So that's what I did. I took myself off to East 15 Drama School. I stayed there. I learned quite a bit there, came out and got myself a decent agent. That was just for background work then.
Mm-hmm.
And my first ever job there was called Clay Hanger, about the potteries in the Victorian times. And I was in the crowd, shouting and screaming and doing what I had to do. And they said, okay, let's break for lunch. Director said, can I have a word with you? I thought, hello, what have I done wrong? He said, do me a favour. I said, what's that? He said, can you do a few lines for me after lunch? So I thought, yeah, okay. So he gave me 6 pages of lines to do an hour.
Wow.
Oh,
did you do it okay, though?
Well, nobody complained about it.
Oh, so there you go.
So that was the first thing.
And did you, I mean, has it always been TV work, or have you gone on to stage stuff as well?
I did a couple of bits of stage, but that wasn't really a thing for me. Not at that time. I mean, nowadays, I mean, you do Q&As. It doesn't worry me now when you're sitting up there to maybe 100 or a couple of thousand people there. But on stage for me then, it wasn't for me. But now it wouldn't worry me at all, you know, if I had to do there.
So, Nick, do you buy many movies?
The only movies I buy, well, you wouldn't call them movies. I only buy Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. Is that because you're a collector of Frank, or?
Absolutely.
Right.
I think every movie he's done, and every DVD and CD brought out, I've got. I can say that I actually met Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
I was at his last concert in England at the Royal Albert Hall. Now, a friend of mine, Bobby Ramsey, now he used to be a member of the Cray Gang many years ago. Now, he used to be one of Frank Sinatra's bodyguards when he came to England. And I was talking to Bobby some weeks prior, and I said to him, I'm going to see Frank Sinatra. He said, I'm doing his security. And I said to him, just as a joke, can you get him to sign my program? So he said, yeah, give it to me. So I said, well, I'll give it to you on the night. That all right? Yeah, okay. So anyway, I met him at the foyer, gave him the program, went upstairs and sat down. And come the interval, and somebody said over the tannoy, would Mr. Nick Joseph like to come to the reception, please? So I thought, what have I done? Who paid? So I went down there. Bobby was there. He said, come with me. I said, what's the matter? He said, come with me. So he went all the way downstairs, right underneath the Albert Hall, knocked on the door, and there was the great man, Frank Sinatra. Come in, Nick, he said, sit down, have a drink. I don't know what to say.
I bet.
Yes. So you've had a drink with Sinatra?
Mm.
Was it Jack on the Rocks?
No, mine was sparkling water.
Ah, right.
Wow.
What did you talk about anything, or did you just stand there with your mouth open? Or,
you know, we had about 5 minutes. That's about all. But just say that, you know, I've got all of his records and DVDs and stuff, and this was everything to me. I mean, my idol, you know. But I mean, I've just bought the last one that he ever made at a big concert called Sinatra in the Americas. That's when he went down to Southern American countries and that, and made some good songs down there.
Wow. Tell me you kept that program.
I have.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And,
framed, I would have thought.
On the radio a couple of months ago now, on Essex Radio, there was one of these guys on there who does auctions for memorabilia and that. So I phoned him and I said, I've got a program here signed by Frank Sinatra. He said, is it an actual signature? I said, yes. He said, how do you know? I said, I was sitting there when he signed it.
Hmm.
And he went in and said, you met Frank Sinatra? I said, yep. He went, wow. He said, what's he written on the program? I said, all the best. Love, Frank Sinatra. He said, you put your name in it? I said, no. I said, how much is that worth? He said, I'll give you £2,500 now. I said, if you're going to give me £2,500, it must be worth double that, mustn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I would have thought so.
You need to ask the guy from America, the autograph hunter from America, how much he'll give you for it.
Be interesting to see how he would value something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, why? That's not bad that you've seen two, you know, you've met two of your idols, you know, Roy Rogers and Frank Sinatra.
That's it, yeah.
Not many people can say that. Right, what's your favourite scary moment in a movie?
Oh, crikey. I can't even remember the name of the film now. It was, I can remember what the scene was. This little girl, she had what do you call it, all these spirits have gone into her.
Oh, well, not The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, that was it.
There you go.
Scene where her head twisted around.
Right.
And I was in the cinema on my own. somebody had said to me at the time, you are going to your trousers when you see this. I said, well, I better take the spare pair with me. Poor dear. That's the only thing that ever frightened me was that. And I used to love horror movies with my dad.
Wow, yeah.
But it is a powerful film, and it still holds up very much today. I mean, I would say it's my favourite horror film. I really would.
That's a bad one.
It is. All right, let's move on then to a comedy moment. Well, Nick, what about your favourite comedy moment?
Every comedy moment I have is with Tommy Cooper.
Yeah.
As soon as he ever walks on a stage or on that screen, he doesn't have to say anything, but that's it with me.
I'm impressed
with that. I really can. I've been watching all these old ones on TV. And my wife said, what do you find funny in that? I said, well, he's done nothing. And that's, to me, it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a genius at that.
He was. Absolutely, he was. And I think he's somebody that goes through the generations, that young people, old people, people in between all find him funny.
Oh, well, comedy today, it doesn't make me laugh, because a lot of the comedians are foul-mouthed and start talking about body functions and stuff like that. But, you know, some of it is not that funny, but you can make you smile. But I can't get over people like Tommy Cooper and a lot of the others that era. You know, I mean, who have we got left? Doddy.
Yeah, probably.
Jimmy Tarbutt, maybe? Would he be classed as a comedian?
Tarbutt doesn't do much now, does he?
No.
No. But, no, probably Ken Dodd then, isn't it? That'd be it.
Really left now, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Who was? I mean, I'm trying to think. Because were you from the East End then, Nick?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so you're a pro. Who was the East End comedian that I'm thinking of? The old sort of music hall East End comedian that. Oh. Now I'm having a complete mental breakdown. I can't think who it is now. Who was the famous East End comedian, Nick? No, you don't know.
Not Max Wall.
No.
What? Oh, I mean, you're going back. So when I was about 1 year old.
Yeah,
but no, but it
was... Was he in EastEnders or...?
No. He's a famous... And he's done the rounds. I mean, it's well before our generation and probably even Nick, but he's one of these people that, like you said about Tommy Cooper, that we still listen to. Do you know what I mean? He did radio comedy more than TV.
Right, okay.
I can't think of his name now.
The other comedy was The Goon Show.
Right.
Oh, I love The Goon Show.
You're not thinking of Arthur Askey, are you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Arthur Askey. There you go. There's a name.
I have every Goon Show on a disc.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to belong to the Goon Show Preservation Society.
Oh, really? Who was your favourite goon?
Oh, dear. It was Spike Milligan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were all brilliant and they worked off of each other so well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ahead of their time as well, I think.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're halfway through, Nick. And it's at this point now where if you were sat in our studio, I'd be pointing to our door because we have a Movie Heaven Quiz League table. So how are you on your movie trivia?
Not very good.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out. you're going to have to count a minute because I have our soundboard isn't working.
Well, if you just bear with me, I can get the timer up.
That's it. That's what we want. Right. You will have a minute to answer as many questions as possible, Nick. Okay. Don't look so worried.
So are we ready?
You tell us when to go then, Nick.
So 3, 2, 1, go.
What is the film title of the sequel to Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, God knows.
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, yes. Who played Baby in the film Dirty Dancing?
Who played?
Baby in the film Dirty Dancing.
Well, it wasn't me. No idea.
I'd pay to see that. It was Jennifer Grey. Which famous actress was born Norma Jean Mortensen?
Yes, it was Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Who played James Bond in Live and Let Die?
Live and Let Die.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Come on, Muddy Pants.
Yeah?
Roger Moore.
It is Roger Moore, yes. How many Rocky films did Sylvester Stallone star in?
Four.
No, it was six. What six. Is the name of the boy in The Jungle Book?
Oh, crikey. That's my favourite film and I can't remember it.
Oh, there we go. It was Mowgli.
So, Nick, you haven't disgraced yourself. Don't worry. You got two.
You got two. And that is, believe me, that is not the worst that we've ever had. We've had people that have scored zero.
We had a spell where quite a few people scored zero. So you're all right, Nick.
So, well done, sir. Well done.
So,
I think you'd been kicking yourself if you didn't get the Roger Moore one, though, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
Stone is Siren Sister is a family-friendly restaurant with a classic Wurlitzer jukebox, three large-screen HD TVs, and a great American feel. Every lunchtime, treat yourself to a classic burger or a foot-long hot dog with the fries and soft drink, only £6.50. On Tuesday evenings, get two 10-ounce rump steaks with all the trimmings and a bottle of Jack Rabbit wine for only £25. And every Friday night, get two cocktails for £7.50 or a glass of Prosecco for only £4. At Stone is Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 642 006 or visit www.stoneys.co.
Right, let's get back into things then. So, Nick, favourite screen kiss?
Wow, now that was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played in the BBC series called I, Claudius.
Yeah,
right, okay.
And what it was, there was a big orgy scene and all the background guys were there and I had to grab a girl. She's one of the actresses. Goodness knows what her name is. I can't think of it now. But we had to stand there and we had to kiss for a good 30 seconds, and then I laid her down. Whew, I'm going all giddy. And then that was it. Yeah, it was supposed to have been all that.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
And I think that's a first in the 3.5 years, nearly 4 years we've been doing this podcast, that the favourite kiss has actually been our guest doing the favourite kiss. That's and the first
to,
time.
And to say that we've talked about people doing those sort of naughty scenes, we've talked to people about all sorts of things like that, but at least you're brave and say you enjoyed it.
Exactly.
I love that.
Look, he's mopping his brow. So just out of interest, how many times did you fluff the take so you kept having to do it?
Well, we did it four times.
Four times, okay. And how many times did you really need? It was just the once, really, what you kept messing.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Don't blame you at all. I'm going to have to watch that again. No, no. Am I right in
Derek
saying...
Derek Jacobi, wasn't it?
John Hurt was in that as well, wasn't
he? Was.
He? Who unfortunately passed away not long ago.
Were you on set with Jacobi, were you?
No.
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 He wasn't worried about that. He was too busy snogging all the women and laying them down and hey.
Yeah, having the orgy scene.
And you got paid for it as well. I mean, God, what a job. I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Dear me. I might need to borrow your handkerchief in a minute and just dampen my brow. Okay, your favourite movie soundtrack and or song? Yeah.
Hello the Bear in Jungle Book.
Right, okay. That Bear Necessities.
A song that I will never forget. In fact, it was my favourite... Sorry, it's one of your questions as well. But that is my favourite film. The first ever Jungle Book.
Yeah.
You know...
Classic song. Have you seen the one that they did last year? Have you seen that one? What do you think?
It was good, but not as good as the first one.
No.
You know, in the first one. Because the first one is always the best. It's like Star Wars. A New Hope.
Yeah.
You know, when people come up and they say, A New Hope, that's my favourite film. And the favourite part is the last scene.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, well, it's a momentous time for you. So who would be your sexiest movie star then, Nick?
Oh, dear.
You're not allowed to say yourself.
And you're not, yeah, or the lady from My Claudius, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was going back some years now. Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, and whatnot.
In a film called When Woman Was Created. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's getting quite hot and steamy, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, loosen the collar a minute.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, we're losing Nick. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, beautiful lady.
Yeah. Oh dear!
No, that's fair enough. That's a good. I don't think we need to go any further with that one.
No, we're just all having a moment, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, your hidden gem movie, Nick. Is there a movie that you like that other people may not have particularly heard of?
Well, it's out the A New Hope, and every time I watch this movie, and I watch Laurie Good coming through, and he hits his head.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, yes, absolutely. When the stormtroopers are going through the through the door.
And every time I see that, I think, that today would have been cut.
Yeah.
That is a gem to me. Yeah. And every time I watch it and I see Laurie and I go, how's your head, Laurie? And sometimes I've taken a big bandage for him and put it on.
So while we're on the subject of A New Hope, then, why did you not give Chewie the medal?
George Lucas said that, excuse me, that Wookiees don't like honours and medals.
And okay. That was it. Okay.
All right.
That's fair enough.
Plus, you couldn't reach.
Well, you say that. Last year, I gave Chewie a medal. Where were we? Can't remember where we were now. Manchester. Anyway, wherever it was, I said to the guy who was organising it, I said, Swindon.
Right.
It was Luke.
Yeah.
So I said to Luke, let's get all the people round with their cameras because I'm going to present Chewie with his medal. And we had about, I don't know, 100, 150 people all there with their cameras and that. So I had to get a chair out and put another chair on top. And what I did, I pretended to climb up on the chair, you know, I'm only 5'4", you know, climb up on the chair with the medal, stand up there. And then we presented Chewie with his medal and everybody cheered.
I bet they did. Yeah, I bet they did. It was only 40 years coming, but there you go. He got one in the end.
He got one of his medals in the end. So Nick... Sorry, carry on.
Chewie actually got one. It was given to him by Luke Skywalker at a big dinner in America some years ago. But other than that, it wasn't presented well. So we decided to do it over here.
Fair. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So, Nick, we're on to the final question. Now, the movie Heaven question. Now, this, to put it in simple terms, is a film that you would take up to your little white cloud and be able to watch over and over again. Yeah. So, you know, that sort of film that when it's halfway through on TV and you switch the TV on, you carry on watching it.
Yeah, it's the first Jungle Book, as I said earlier on. That's my favourite ever film.
And you can just watch that over and over.
How many times have I watched it? I've lost count. I haven't got enough fingers or enough toes.
Well, that's a good one. It's a classic movie. You can't go wrong with that.
And do you like Disney overall anyway?
Quite a bit of Disney films, yeah. I like cartoons. You know, the old Roadrunner and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Okay, a bit of slapstick.
Oh, yeah. I like all the silly stuff.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for gracing us with your time, Nick. It's been really interesting and fascinating.
My pleasure.
Yes, my absolutely. Pleasure. The beauty of it is that even ourselves, we feel like we're big Star Wars fans. We've learnt something new about. Now, what was the name of your character again? I need to write this down.
Major.
Yeah.
Extrafon.
Major. What
I'll do, I will send you this DVD over when I get them.
Yeah. Right.
Can you spell Arhol?
I can, yes.
Carefully. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I've got it right.
Before you, I was in Lincoln, and I was doing a Doctor Who convention with Colin Baker, and somebody in the audience said, "You did Star Wars as well, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What's the name of your character?" So I said, "Major Ahol Exrafon." And Colin shouted out, as I said earlier, "Is that Ahol without the S?"
Yeah. Fantastic.
So anyway, when I see him, you know, quite often, he just doesn't say hello, Nick. He says, "Hello, S."
So thank you very much for sparing your evening, Nick. It's been absolutely fascinating and brilliant fun. So, housekeeping, Pav?
Yes, if you want to check all of our podcasts out, you can at www.pinecast.co.uk. Come and support us on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/pinecast. And all the other stuff, you can just go onto iTunes, and all of our podcasts are on there. Come and find us and come and join the fun.
So, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you all again very soon for another Movie Heaven.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Friar Tuck Fish and Chip Shop Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 654 263. Or visit www.thefriartuck.co.uk.